All kinds of corporations and individuals try to make money or turn a profit in times of war. This morning, our partner, the New York Times, reports that was no less true during the uprising in Libya. Since the death of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, some confidential documents have come to light, and one of them is a three-page letter from a group of Americans who apparently offered to help Gaddafi and his family escape Libya for a fee. That fee would be $10 million. Joining us now, New York Times national security correspondent Scott Shane. Scott, who is this group of people who offered to help Gaddafi get out of Libya?
Well, it's sort of a motley group of folks who I don't think had real strong previous connections. It was assembled, at least in part, by a guy named Neil Livingston, who's a longtime terrorism expert, often on TV. He's written a bunch of books on terrorism. Now, as it happens, has moved home to Montana to run for governor. Then there was a veteran CIA officer, former CIA officer, retired now, named Marty Martin, who had been a central figure in the fight against al-Qaeda in the period 2002 to 2004, when he headed the al-Qaeda unit, actually, at CIA. Then there was a lawyer from Kansas City who'd long done business in Libya named Randall Wood. And finally, a young fellow named Neil Alpert, who had worked for AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, and also for the Republican National Committee.
Well, were they trying to just earn $10 million, or was there philosophical pins behind this offer to Gaddafi of help?
Well, what they have said to me, two of them talked to me, and what they said was they've spun this in a kind of altruistic direction, and said that their real goal was to get Gaddafi and his family out of there, to avoid a bloodbath, you know, a brutal civil war that might have gone on for months and months. And of course, that was not entirely avoided. So their version is that they wanted to kind of grease the skids, find some sanctuary, and make a deal where Gaddafi and his family would be able to keep some of their money, and, you know, sort of live a quiet life someplace. And you know, in return for that, they would have gotten, according to the contract they'd drawn up, $10 million, sort of for starters. It's sort of a non-refundable $10 million fee just to have a meeting.
Well, let me ask you, Scott Shane, do we know what Gaddafi's response was?
We don't know exactly. There's another fellow who makes an appearance, and he's actually the author of this three-page letter that you mentioned. His name is Dirk Borgers, and he is Belgian, and he too has connections to Libya. He wrote this letter on April 17th. You know, NATO was bombing, American planes were bombing Gaddafi's forces in Libya at that point. And he wrote to Gaddafi in the name of this American group. The Americans say they never saw this letter because it does not actually say to Colonel Gaddafi, you know, we want to arrange a swift exit. Instead, it suggests that they would become the American lobbying group for Gaddafi and, you know, arrange American government support for him, counter the rebels.
Yeah, that's Scott Shane, is national security correspondent for The New York Times in D.C. I imagine this three-page letter is the first of many confidential documents we'll get to see in the days to come of the Libyan uprising. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.